It's 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Steve Kathan. At least 9 deaths are blamed on the icy storm that has pounded parts of the South. In Texas, hundreds of thousands don't have electricity.
Chainsaws roared. Crews worked to clean up icy debris caused by the winter storm.
I was a little shocked. I didn't realize it was going to be this bad.
Customers say frozen limbs are falling on roofs and cars and are blocking roads.
Reporter Paige Hubbard of affiliate KEYE. Heading into the weekend, the Weather Channel's Greg Postel says the northern half of the country is in for bone-chilling temperatures.
Wind chills will be like about minus 50 in Maine over the next couple days. Something to watch as this Arctic air mass moves into the northeast this weekend, but then quickly moves away by early in the week.
The Republican-led House has voted after a debate today to oust Minnesota Democrat Ilhan Omar from the Foreign Affairs Committee, citing anti-Israel comments. The day after his first debt ceiling talks with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, President Biden used the National Prayer Breakfast to urge unity.
Let's just sort of kind of join hands again a little bit. Let's start treating each other with respect. That's what Kevin and I are going to do. Not a joke. We had a good meeting yesterday. I think we got to do it across the board.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says he plans to resist tying spending cutbacks to the debt talks.
If you want to debate closing tax loopholes, which we did in the IRA and we would like to do more of, if they want to debate spending cuts, that'll be a budget process to do, but it shouldn't be tied to the debt ceiling, plain and simple.
Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders has been picked to give the GOP response to President Biden's State of the Union. CBS's Jim Krasula tells us a free school lunch might come with a certain price if a lawmaker in one state gets his way.
Republican Idaho State Representative Ron Mendive wants children to work for their free school lunches. Mendive says that might cut down on the amount of food students waste. The lawmaker did not say whether he envisions young students sweeping floors or wiping down tables to pay for meals.
Health officials advising people to stop using over-the-counter eye drops, Ezra Care artificial tears that could be causing an outbreak of infections. The CDC reports 55 people in 12 states affected. CBS's Stacy Lynn tells us today was the big day of the year for the groundhog we know as Punxsutawney Phil.
Groundhog!
The plump little rodent stared at the crowd, then,
speaking in groundhoggese, directed this President Dunkel to the proper scroll,
which said,
I see a shadow on my stage. It's 6 more weeks of winter weather.
Wall Street, the Dow is down 86 points. The NASDAQ is up more than 300. This is CBS News.
This is terrifying.
This is really a whodunit.
This is the moment of truth.
This is 48 Hours.
This is a senseless murder.
This case reads like a movie script. It's just more like a horror movie.
This is real life drama.
This is crazy.
I'm the only person alive that has ever walked out of his own grave.
This is how we make a difference.
This is real.
If it wasn't for 48 Hours, there would have been a funeral.
This is 48 Hours.
Available on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
In 1968, Americans were introduced to something new.
This is 60 Minutes. It's a kind of a magazine for television.
5 decades later, 60 Minutes is America's most watched news program.
You believe this is the toughest challenge humanity has ever faced?
Absolutely.
But if you miss the TV broadcast, you can listen to full episodes as a podcast.
That's really clever.
60 Minutes, Sundays on CBS, and available anytime, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Let's face it, life looks a little different. During these times, we're doing our best to keep our minds and bodies strong. And getting a flu shot helps us stay healthy. so we don't miss out on what matters, like having game night at home. Yeah, can't do that while sick with the flu. Now imagine family movie night that your daughter can't live without. Well, that's ruined. And don't forget your uncle's socially distanced cookout. See? That's why it's important to be at our strongest. Every year, millions of people in the U.S. get the flu. Especially now, no one has time to miss out on moments that matter. So get your flu shot. Find out more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. A wind chill advisory continues until noon today. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 5 above. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 2 above. Tonight, overcast skies. Cloudy skies expected again. Tomorrow, highs level off around 29. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 9 below.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the third hour of our program. On the line with us is one of my most highly esteemed and respected colleagues, Michelangelo Signorelli, whose show follows mine right here on Sirius XM Progress Channel 127, 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, Eastern Time. And you can read his work at his great Substack newsletter. I subscribe to it. It's just spectacular. If you haven't discovered it, check it out. It's the Signorelli Report, SignorelliSubstack.com. And, of course, his website, M. Signorelli, and M. Signorelli on Twitter. So, Michelangelo, welcome back. You there? Oh, hang on just a minute. I forgot. Michelangelo, I'm so not used to using the telephone here that I forgot to put you on the line. It's entirely my fault.
Great to be with you, Tom. And yeah, sorry I couldn't get into the Zoom today.
No, it's all good. It's all good. So there are a couple of stories I wanted to talk with you about. First of all, this remarkable comment by the Pope. I think it went beyond a comment. I'm not Catholic. I don't super follow these things. I don't know if you are or not. But saying that it's time to end the criminalization of homosexuality around the world. I used to work in Uganda, and I was horrified when that country, when right-wing Republican politicians from America went over there and got them to literally make being gay an executable, a death penalty, crime. Some years ago, but the Pope is saying no. Let's stop this stuff. Tell us about this.
Well, Pope Francis, I think everybody knows, came in with a different set of priorities than the previous Pope, who was focused on abortion and homosexuality and, doing what they could to rout out gays from the priesthood and all of these other very right-wing and extreme ideologies that comport well with the Republican Party in this country. And, of course, it's where the Catholic bishops, the American Catholic Church, is. They are aligned with the Christian nationalists in the evangelical movement, and they're aligned with the Republican Party. They support these Don't Say Gay laws. They have been supportive of discrimination against LGBT people for years, and certainly oppose gay marriage, even opposed President Biden signing the Respect for Marriage Act. And this Pope came in with priorities of taking on poverty and helping immigrants and taking on climate change and trying to soften some of these other places where the church has been very right wing. And of course, one of those areas is homosexuality and gay rights and gay equality. So he's tried to do what he could within the confines of church doctrine, which only the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith within the Vatican can interpret. And it was Benedict, previously Cardinal Ratzinger, who had interpreted homosexuality as intrinsically disordered back in the 1980s. And, you know, to change that and to change a lot of things, you have to have that Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith kind of work on it and come up with drafts and make changes and do what they can. And that's not something the Pope can do, but he can decide what he's going to talk about, what he's going to focus on. He can also appoint people within the church who will, after him, and maybe even after the next pope, if he gets a chance to have an impact on who the next pope is, he can make sure that he can appoint people who will make sure these changes are made in the doctrine of the church. And that's probably a long-term process. It's an interesting, you know, kind of monarchy, the theocracy, the Catholic Church, because the Pope can appoint people who, you know, it's not a monarchy by succession where his children become the next king. Right. He can appoint people who will replace him and try to change the church. So he's doing that, but in the meantime, the Vatican is a political institution. It is a country. It's at the United Nations. It has impact, as you said, on other governments. And he is doing what he can to pressure governments. And it was pretty amazing that he came out and said countries now need to end criminalization of homosexuality. The 67 countries around the world that do criminalize it, and some of them punishable by death, and that the bishops need to be out front in this. And he said they need a conversion if they don't believe in this, that they need to change. That was a big political statement from him, and I think a good one.
Yeah, I've also worked in the Philippines. This was, you know, decades ago, but when Rodrigo Duterte took over, he was not only killing people for dealing drugs, he was also using a lot of anti-gay rhetoric. I don't know the status of the law in the Philippines. But do you think that the Pope's words are actually going to have an impact, and will this be reflected? It sounds like, you know, kind of like the Pope is the president and this group of the faith, I forget the phrase you used, that's like the legislature, and you know, the president can kind of jawbone the legislature, but he can't pass the laws. So, you know, is this going to be turned into official Catholic doctrine, or is that what you meant when you said maybe even the Pope after the next Pope?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen while he is Pope. I think, you know, his main goal now is to replace a lot of these people, both inside the Vatican, who are very much at the forefront of these various organizations in the Vatican, including the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith. He's restructured it. He's replaced the ideologue who ran it, but also replacing the bishops in key places, particularly in the American church, which is very right-wing, and he's replaced a number of bishops with people who are more in line with his kind of reforms. Mm-hmm. And he is probably feeling very comfortable about speaking out more now because he knows he has the backing of those people. The right-wingers still rant and rave, and he even said, let them rant in this AP interview that he gave. Mm-hmm. He said, you know, let them rant. I'd rather they're speaking and saying it to my face because he's better than them working silently behind my back. But he's, you know, he says, look, it's their speech, let them do it. I think he feels more comfortable letting them rant because it's kind of they're on the losing end of a battle that will go on, and hopefully he will have a hand in choosing a successor because of the people he appoints who choose who's more in line with his thinking. In the meantime, he can speak out as a head of state, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just, you know, this Pope has given me, you know, a renewed interest and fascination with the church, with the Catholic Church. I, you know, never much thought about it before that, but or I was a little kind of put off by some of their hardcore right wing positions, particularly the bishops here in the United States when they would get into politics. That always kind of flip me out. There's another study. This is from the Williams Institute at UCLA School of Law that says down in Florida, now we've got another politician who is, you know, beating up on gay people or just the whole spectrum, gay, lesbians, trans. Ron DeSantis, excuse me, I just totally got distracted there. In Ron DeSantis, and 60% of LGBTQ parents are publicly stating that they're actively considering leaving Florida, 20% actively in the process of moving out of Florida. It seems like America is self-segregating, not just along racial lines, but along, you know, political, philosophical, and even you know, lines that have to do with tolerance, I guess would be the best way to say it. I'm curious what you know about this and what your thoughts are on this.
You know, it's almost like an ethnic cleansing, right? He's driving them out. He's probably wanting them to leave, and the right-wing forces there probably want it to be a hostile environment for gay people, certainly for transgender people, people who have children who are transgender, who want to give them gender-affirming care. It's all in the service of feeding the Republican base, which is increasingly radicalized around these issues. I don't know if you saw that video that Donald Trump put out the other day, but it was just like
he
attacked transgender people in the most vicious ways and was using language like that I don't even think Donald Trump knew 3 days before he made the video about gender affirming care and all of this. Mm-hmm. He apparently, when he gave his speech in New Hampshire last weekend, whatever the crowd applauded the most at, his team made a video pushing those issues, and one of them was the attacks on transgender people. So I think you're going to see more of this, and particularly as DeSantis and Trump are battling it out for that nomination for the presidency.
Yeah, my sense is that Americans are becoming less bigoted and more tolerant. Although, you know, we have these down points, but that this might be, generationally speaking, I'm, you know, looking at like 10, 15 year periods, this might be the last gasp of hatred as a successful political ploy. What say you?
Well, I think you're absolutely right that certainly Gen Z and every generation that's come along, and as you get to Gen Z, you're seeing widespread support for equal rights and certainly abortion rights and LGBTQ rights and racial diversity. And yes, it is enormous progress when you look at the polls. You know as well as I do, though, that this country is not set up in a way that allows for the majority of the people's opinions to actually become policy.
Yeah.
Because we have the Senate structured the way we do, because we have gerrymandering, because we have voter suppression. And so they are continuing to rule from the minority, and these issues are the issues that they feel will get every last one of their base out to vote in every gerrymandered district, in every state that has two senators, but, you know, very few people, right? It's elect senator. I mean, you know how it works. So they will continue that. Now, how long can that work for them? I don't know. It's working right now, and we'll see how far it goes.
Yeah, there you go. Well, you and I keep fighting the good fight, Michelangelo.
Absolutely, Tom. Every day you're doing it. I admire your incredible output. You're amazing.
Back at you. Back at you, my brother. Michelangelo Signorelli, you can hear his show right after mine, right here on Sirius XM Progress, channel 127, 3 to 6 p.m., Monday through Friday. And check out his Substack, Signorelli Report. Thank you, Michelangelo.
This Thank you, Tom.
Is the
Great
Tom
talking.
Hartman Program.
We'll be right back with more of the news of the day and your calls right after this. You could do the flowers thing in this Valentine's Day, but watching them droop, dry up, and get dumped is no fun. Or you could give something so incredibly thoughtful, the two of you will love it year-round. I'm talking about my favorite, the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding on the planet from Cozy Earth.
Cozy Earth uses only luxury materials, including the finest premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. And Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's favorite things 5 years in a row. That's huge. So is the fact that Cozy Earth customers have penned over 5,000 five-star reviews on their website. And did I mention that Cozy Earth bedding is temperature regulating so you sleep more comfortably year-round? Louise and I sure do. Whether it's their luxury sheets available in five awesome colors, loungewear, pajamas, or premium waffle bath towels, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. Hurry, save 35% on Cozy Earth bedding now. Go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code Tom, and save 35%. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Ann Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a... goat?
Goats are a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org.
What can the wisdom of the 19th century provide for you? Turn back the clock with White House correspondent Ellen Ratner and renowned spiritualist Ann Gaiman to find out. In the new book, Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, they shed light on history's greatest spiritual minds. Take a journey into history and healing with the masters of the 19th century as your guide. Self-Empowerment, 9 Things the 19th Century Can Teach Us About Living in the 21st, available through Changing Lives Press at selfempowermentbook.com.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of Southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Welcome back. So ask you a question here. Is advocating for reducing or eliminating police violence, particularly against marginalized communities, communities of color in particular, is that the same thing as genocide? I mean, I don't even understand how you could make that comparison. Is saying that black lives matter in the United States and should matter equally with white lives, is that the same thing as genocide? I don't know how you can make that argument, but Tucker Carlson is making that argument, if I'm understanding this right, over on Fox News. Last night he said, no one ever says it out loud, which is kind of weird because it's impossible not to notice
that a lot of major news organizations, NBC News, all of a sudden sound like Hutu radio, openly advocating race hate. It's particularly true on MSNBC, as we've noted, and we're going to do it again now. Watch. And then he goes through a little bit of rant. And then he points out, he says, in July of 1993, radio broadcast in Kigali, Rwanda, openly attacked and demonized a tribe called the Tutsis on ethnic grounds, just like MSNBC. Less than a year later, Tutsis were dragged from their homes and hacked to death with machetes. It was the most horrifying genocide of our age. So let me get this straight. Tucker Carlson is telling us that MSNBC, because they've got a number of black hosts, you know, people of color who are on the air there, they have a lot of black guests, they talk about the violence that is being inflicted on the black community, that those conversations are going to cause black people to rise up with machetes and slaughter white people? That MSNBC is openly advocating genocide against white people? This is so beyond the pale. I am just astonished that the powers that be at Fox News even allow this, tolerate this, or the advertisers, perhaps most importantly, allow this to go on. Our pigeon alert for the day. This is a fascinating story. A de-extinction company, Colossal Biosciences, wants to bring back the dodo bird. Now, this is the company that a couple of years ago said they were going to bring back the mammoth, the woolly mammoth, they're working on it, and that they were going to bring back the Tasmanian tiger. They are working on that. And now they say they've added a third animal that they are going to recover from extinction. And that's the dodo bird. The dodo bird was native to Mauritius, if it's pronounced that way, I think, in the Indian Ocean. It's an island nation. It went extinct back in the late 17th century when Europeans showed up and just, you know, basically these birds did not know to be afraid of humans. They'd walk right up to you. And they're like twice the size, they're the size of a turkey, right? But what is being missed here is that they are relatives of the pigeons. I'm not sure they went extinct. You know, you never see baby pigeons, you never see dead pigeons. Why? Because they're robots from the planet Xenu sent here to spy on us. And I'll bet that the dodos were just the earlier version of it, right? The modern pigeons that you see in our cities, those are pigeons 2.0. And the dodo birds were the pigeon 1.0. They were the first spies, and that's why they were walking up to people. Of course, I'm saying all this tongue-in-cheek, but for 15 years now, I've been promoting this theory that pigeons are actually spies from the planet Xenu sent to spy. And now there's this whole movement, you know, birds are robots. I think they borrowed it from me. That's the only thing I can come up with. I'll pick up your calls after the break.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's talk media for the rest of us. Stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment.
You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you with the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000...
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages...
Start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're a serious comedy to start your day.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. I overdosed on heroin, and I lived. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. My desire to change had finally outweighed my desire to stay the same. I felt powerless for so much of my life. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. For the first time, I finally feel like I'm exactly where I should be, where I want to be.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring. Courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner.
Child.
Parent.
Neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, 1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. A wind chill advisory continues until noon today. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 5 above. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows level off around 2 above. Tonight, overcast skies. Cloudy skies expected again. Tomorrow, highs level off around 29. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 9 below.
So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Yeah.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. We're available on SiriusXM, Free Speech TV, Pacifica, commercial stations nationwide, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, on the Tom Hartman app, and you can even tell your smart speaker to listen to the Tom Hartman program. Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. Nancy in Chihuahua, Washington. Hey, Nancy, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. A lot of great subjects today. But I worry, I know what that organization, Mom's Satan organization, is doing. And I agree with what they're doing. But that name is going to get such backlash from the QAnon crowd because they already accused Democrats of being Satan-worshipping baby killers.
I know, Satanic Temple, to heck with them. in the context of Satan, to hell with them.
For them too.
Pardon?
You know, the Christian crazies will think that it's okay to go gun them down or something because of something like that.
Yeah, I hope not. I really hope not. I think these people are doing guerrilla theater. I think it's absolutely brilliant, and I salute them.
I'm with them. I'm just worried about the backlash on that, especially politically.
Yeah, yeah, there's a little bit of that around the TV show Lucifer. I don't know if you've watched it. Louise and I binged watched it, and then Sean binged watched it, just finished a couple of days ago. I don't remember the name of the character who's the lead character. He's such a good actor. He's Tim Ellis. He's just brilliant. But, you know, it's about, you know, Lucifer, Satan, comes to Earth and decides that he's going to take vacation, and he buys a nightclub in Los Angeles and runs it and hooks up with a police homicide detective, and they solve murders in Los Angeles. And it's an absolutely hysterical program, but apparently there was so much blowback against it from, you know, these right-wing Christians you're talking about, that it kind of went on and off and on and off, and now there's a whole movement to get the show back on again for another season. But anyhow, was that what you called about, Nancy?
Yeah, well, I also had a comment. I had a friend that was a black cop, and he was always so depressed and sad because he witnessed white cops beating up black suspects and saying they fell down the stairs.
Right.
And then a few years later, I had moved, and I saw him on 60 Minutes or 2020, one of those. A white cop gunned him down in the subway. He was chasing a white suspect who had been he was waving a shotgun around in the subway car, and he didn't have a vest on because he was undercover, and it gave him away. This is when it was transit cops.
Mm-hmm.
And he ran after the suspect, and it went out onto the platform, and a white cop saw it, and he let the suspect go, and he gunned down my friend.
Oh, my God.
And my friend lived and eventually wound up with $3 million. But, I mean, it's almost like a weird parable or something.
Yeah, it really is. It's also another example of what you can call systemic racism. This is racism that's kind of baked into the cake of our culture as a consequence of the history of this country. And another reason why it's so important to teach our young people what the true history of this country is. Nancy, thank you. That was great. Kathleen in Manchester, Georgia. Hey, Kathleen, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I had a couple comments in regards to a couple of your callers from the last hour. And that lady, Pat, now I can relate to her concerns in regards to Democrats not getting out enough, just how imperative it is for the public to really get a better idea of the seriousness that right-wingers are pulling to try and create as much chaos as possible to tear down democracy.
Mm-hmm.
And regarding, you know, the gun issues, again, you've got more of right-wingers, you know, that are carrying, although I do too, but a lot of people do not have any self-protection. So, you know, that's a major concern. I felt her energy and her awareness of it as I do. And it seems like if more people felt that way, they would probably take more, you know, drastic steps to try and stop the games that these right wingers are doing in Poland, or at least slow them down anyway, you'd think. I do have faith in our government right now. I'm so proud of our president for everything that he's done for us. And I really think that our country needs to understand just how much President Biden has done for everybody.
Yeah.
And he doesn't, I don't believe that he gets the credit that he does. And I just, you know, I think he's the greatest president there ever was because of everything that he's done. In spite of everything that he's had on his plate since he's been in office, trying to clean out that swamp, only to watch the swamp things, you know, try to crawl back in and spread their cancer. You know, it just, it's just devastating.
I'm with you, Kathleen, and I do think that Democrats need to be more outspoken, and you know, there needs to be a better and more aggressive defense of President Biden. I try to provide it in the context of specific issues here on this program. I can't be a cheerleader for any particular politician, but he has so surprised me. I was expecting, you know, Bill Clinton 2.0 or maybe Barack Obama 2.0. And instead, what we got is just a slightly more watered down version, but only slightly, of Bernie Sanders. And it's really, I mean, I've just been very, very impressed. Kathleen, thank you for the call. Charles in Toll House, California. Hey, Charles, what's up?
Hey, Tom, thanks for taking a call. Greetings from Calabama.
Calabama.
That's the eastern and...
you're in that conservative part of California.
Part of California.
Yeah, okay, I get it. What's up, Charles?
So anyway, got a couple points to make about the Tyre Nichols situation and the fact that it is entirely possible for black people to be racist.
Yeah.
Because... Racism or whiteness is not so much a skin color as an ideology. That's what this is really about.
There's some truth to what you're saying.
The second point I'd like to make is about police reform. But go ahead.
No, I was just saying there's truth to what you're saying in my experience, yeah.
Police reform, a friend of mine that I met because I called a few weeks ago on your program, a guy named Charles B. Hayes writes about this a lot. He's got several books out. You can check them out on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
But he points out that these Scorpion units,
mm-hmm.
this is just completely counterproductive, you know. And what happens is these guys, you have people going into an area where they don't live and patrolling it. They're completely separate from that community. And they get a big adrenaline rush from, you know, from actions like the Tyre Nichols thing. And so that's a thing.
Whoop. Hang on just a second, Charles. I would somehow when I was cleaning my screen, I screwed up the buttons here. Okay, Charles, you're back on the air. I'm sorry. Continue your thought.
Oh, okay. Well, so anyway, you need to train cops not to do the kinds of stuff that they're doing in these Scorpion units. Mm-hmm. That's a completely counterproductive kind of situation. It's not going to solve problems. It just creates problems.
Yeah.
These guys get a big adrenaline rush from situations like the Tyre Nichols thing.
Right.
So you have to counteract that in your training. And one possible solution is community policing, where you have people from the neighborhood actually doing the patrolling there.
And you
so
put them on the
and
you have them walk the streets rather than drive the streets.
Yeah, walk the streets. Then they actually know the people that are there. You're not going to go after, you know, the guy that lives three houses down so you can get an adrenaline rush. You know?
Right. Right, exactly. Yep.
So, you know, those are my two points. So thanks a lot. I'd love to hear what you have.
I completely agree with you, Charles, and I think your points are very well made. Thank you very much for that. Tony in Long Beach, California. Hey, Tony, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I just want to refute what that guy just said and then the guy earlier from Baldwin, Missouri. First of all, let's just know, we know white supremacy is the order of the day in the United States.
Excuse me, Tony. Are you referring to the guy at the very end of the last hour who said that, who sounded like a black guy? I don't know, but who said that he thought that there was more a moral failing, that black people are morally inferior to whites, essentially?
Yes.
Yeah, it was pretty offensive.
You called him on it. Right. You called him on it. And that the fact of the matter is, like I said, since white supremacy is the order of the day, people of color, I hate that term, but a lot of people of color are white supremacists. I mean, we cannot be racist toward anybody because we don't have the power to be. So, but those black cops that did whatever, they're going to find out that the Blue Lives Matter is not going to apply to them.
Yeah.
That's why they were charged so quickly. That's why they were will probably go to jail, which they should. But you see, the white cops that were involved with it weren't even pictured.
Yeah,
So it just goes to go ahead.
I completely agree. I mean, the point that I was making, and I've made this now to three different callers today, was that A, if Tyre Nichols had been white, they wouldn't have wailed on him like that. B, if these cops had been white, they wouldn't have released the body cam footage. They wouldn't, you know, it would have taken a year, and then there wouldn't have been a serious prosecution.
Exactly. And that's what people don't see. See, people got to realize there are black people, Latino people, Asian people that so identify with white supremacy in the sense that they don't want to be perceived that they're, you know, I'm a part of this group. You know, no. I'm just like you. I'm white. I'm just like you. And so even when all the facts fly in their face, they still identify with white supremacy.
Yeah, and it's not just black people.
Still,
that's huge in the Hispanic community,
it's
by the way.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, every person of color, Latino, that's what I said, Latinos, Asians, you know, anybody. And it's psychologically crazy that they're in that much denial, but it's there. So when I hear all these people talk about, oh, you know, like they're getting a rush out of that, no, that's black, that's self-hatred.
Yeah.
And it's, like I said, a part of the system, because we all know police came out of slave patrols.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
So it's not about that. Let's look at just the racist cut to the chase. And you were absolutely right when you said, because I've known brothers that were cops. They can't even give too many speeding tickets to white people.
Yeah.
They will move you. They will reassign you. See, there's a totally different set of rules for black cops. And like I said, it's going to become glaringly evident when you see how the union, everybody is not going to be there to protect them.
Yeah, I completely agree. And it's because we all grew up in the same media, the same culture, the same, you know, Dick Gregory, an old friend of mine once said, who was actually helped us start a community for abused kids up in New Hampshire 30 years ago, once said to me, you know, that he grew up the way he grew up watching TV. He said, I never wanted to hook up with Jemima. I wanted those, you know, and this is the culture in which we live. It's just, it's absolutely right. Tony, I got to run, but thank you for the call. We'll be right back. You could do the flowers thing in this Valentine's Day, but watching them droop, dry up, and get dumped is no fun. Or you could give something so incredibly thoughtful, the two of you will love it year-round. I'm talking about my favorite, the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding on the planet from Cozy Earth. Cozy Earth uses only luxury materials, including the finest premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. And Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's Favorite Things 5 years in a row. That's huge. So is the fact that Cozy Earth customers have penned over 5,000 five-star reviews on their website. And did I mention that Cozy Earth bedding is temperature regulating so you sleep more comfortably year-round? Louise and I sure do. Whether it's their luxury sheets available in five awesome colors, loungewear, pajamas, or premium waffle bath towels, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. Hurry, save 35% on Cozy Earth bedding now. Go to CozyEarth.com, enter my promo code Tom, and save 35%. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader.
Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats make a great gift, but maybe not for her. Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. Goats provide food, milk, and give Sudanese families the safety net to pursue education or set up a small business. They really are the gifts that keep on giving.
So, do you like it?
Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at tomhartman.com. Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, or one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. You probably already know there are data brokers out there selling your internet data off to companies who want to serve you a targeted ad, but you might be surprised to learn that they're also selling your information to the Department of Homeland Security and the IRS. That's why, to mask my digital footprints, I protect myself with ExpressVPN. One of the easiest ways for brokers to aggregate data and tie it back to you is through your device's unique IP address. When you're connected to ExpressVPN, your IP address is hidden, making it much more difficult for data brokers to identify who you are. ExpressVPN also encrypts 100% of network traffic to keep your data safe from hackers on public Wi-Fi. That's why I have the ExpressVPN app downloaded on all my devices, phone, computer, even my home Wi-Fi router. All I do is tap one button and I'm protected. It's that easy. Visit expressvpn.com/Tom right now, and I can get you 3 extra months free through that special link. That's expressvpn.com/Tom, expressvpn.com/THOM, expressvpn.com/Tom. Welcome back, Walter in Chicago. Hey, Walter, what's on your mind?
Hey, how are you, sir?
I'm well. What's up?
Okay, first of all, I've been listening to you forever. Now, what I wanted to point out real quick was you are absolutely right. Spot on, sir. Unfortunately for some of us, we are so confused and so mixed up where, you know, let's start like this. Fox News is on every TV. You have to pay to look at MSNBC. So,
that's right.
You know, when people figure they get their news from, you know, the TV, or should I say a good source, they look at Fox News and all of a sudden, that's what they believe. And you got to, I guess you know better than anybody. If a guy named Jim Jones can take about a thousand black people out of the country and convince them that this is where they should be, and then convince them to commit suicide, guess what? It's not hard to brainwash anybody,
yeah.
Especially if you could talk.
Yep.
And unfortunately for us, this man, Donald Trump, which we can go with a lot of other guys, but Donald Trump, he was good with the gift of gab.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately for us, you know, we'll follow that.
He's a salesman.
Anyway.
And, he's a salesman.
Yeah, and as far as that goes, I have two friends. One is my high school buddy. We graduated. We went to school together. We're friends to this day. He just retired from the Chicago Police Department.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have another friend. He's Caucasian. He retired 5 years ago. Maybe, I'm wrong, 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
If you say anything bad about Donald Trump, he won't speak to you for 3, 4, 5 weeks. He'll get back to you and try to convince you that, hey, you're wrong. I can tell you what's wrong with your people. And I say, my people? I thought we were friends.
Mm.
Well, yeah, but you know your people better than anybody. Okay, whatever. Now, my other friend, the one I graduated with, and this is quick, I'm going to be done with it in just a minute. He had got a desk job after a while. They put him on the desk because he was one of those straight-up guys. We were nerds in high school. And he dared to go against his brother. They told him, you know what, you don't bleed black, you bleed blue. He says he told him, I don't believe that. So they set him up. He was suspended for, I think, 2 weeks. Then all of a sudden he found himself on the desk job, which he spent the next 20 years on the desk job.
Wow.
But he was okay with it. He didn't want to be out here no way.
Yeah.
He said, you know, he said, these guys are dirty.
Yeah.
I said, who? The police. They're dirty. I said, but you're a police officer. He said, so they're dirty.
Yeah. Yeah, and this is the problem. I mean, the cops know who the bad cops are.
They do. But unfortunately, that's their gang now.
Yeah.
And they got to follow their gang. And I'm going to end with this. Tom, I've been listening to you forever. I wish we had a president like you. But I'm just going to say this. You're brilliant.
Well,
and thank you.
Well, thank you, Walter. I really appreciate your kind words, but mostly I appreciate your sharing the story of your friends, the white cop and the black cop, because you know this is this whole issue of, well, like the white guy who called earlier, who was going, well, it's not racism when you got a black cop killing a black guy, and I'm like, you know, they wouldn't have killed a white guy. How's that not racism? You know, white people just don't understand this.
Well, I listen to it, and you know, I shake my head and I say to myself, you know, as they said, as Jesus said when he was being nailed to the cross, forgive them, Father, they know not what they do.
Amen. And on that note, I got to end it, Walter. Thank you so much for the call. It's great to hear from you. We will be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In fact, tomorrow's Anything Goes Friday. Do we have any guests? Nope. It's just you and me. Oh, that's great. Those are my favorite days. Just you and me for 3 hours. Whatever you want to talk about, give us a shout. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It's really something that requires all of us, or it doesn't work. So get out there, get active, PAG, you're it. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. What are the best prices for medical alert devices in the country? If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day. With no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603.
As long as there are veterans, the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks will never forget them. Throughout the year, Elks members in your community lend a hand, donate money, volunteer time to enrich the lives of this nation's veterans. It's not something these dedicated Americans feel they have to do. It's something they want to do. Join with America's veterans in saluting the efforts of your local Elks Lodge. Elks Care, Elks Share. To find a lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. In the past, you were involved with the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Today, your local Elks Lodge and community needs your help more than ever. Why? Because needs for helping the youth, veterans, and our communities are greater than available resources. Please consider becoming involved again. Contact your local Elks Lodge and see how little it costs to become reinstated. Visit our website at elks.org. Elks Care, Elks Share.
A message from your Wisconsin
WFHR,
Rapids Elks Lodge,
Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.